On radio, online and mobile. You're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Dinka.
We're ping ne agu ara tonga jeng ne SBS Dinka Radio.
Tell the members of the press that you know there is not going to be any shooting again. Like what happened in July. That was the bad day for you. Today we are peaceful anyway. I'm calling you to so that we clear the dust that has been created in Juba and in South Sudan in general about our current situation. It was on Tuesday this month, May the 11th, that I issued the Republican decree number 76 for the relief of the SPLA Chief of General Staff, General Paul Malongawan. I also issued another Republican decree, number 77, appointing General James Ajong Amawut as his successor. This, of course, is a routine work that is being done in the army. And since the inception of our liberation movement, we have had 6 army chiefs of general staff, starting from Commander William Nguyen was the chief of general staff the first chief of general staff of the SPLA. And I have to explain these things because it is not something particular against, you know, General Paul Malongawan. Comrade William Nguyen, because of his rebellion, 1992, our late chairman of the SPLM, Dr. John Garang, appointed me as the next chief of general staff after William Nguyen. After signing the peace agreement, I was then replaced with General Wei Aideng Ajak. By that time, we have changed the ranking system from using commander to the conventional ranks. So Wei was a lieutenant general. He was a commander in the SPLA. And so this did not stop from Wei. After Wei, General James Othmai was appointed as the chief of general staff. And by then, James was replaced by General Paul Malong. As you have seen all this, there was no problem. Makan fiyayi mikila, ta'adenu deyji khashi udata'ala. It is the routine in the army. So, appointment of General James Ajonga as the chief of general staff, replacing General Paul Malongawan, was a normal thing. It happened that, you know, General Paul Malone did not wait to complete all whatever are being done in the changes when they happen. So, fellow citizens, I'm aware that these changes always, you know, take place, but this last change has made everybody very apprehensive, and many speculations are being rumored around that they know there is going to be armed confrontation. And this you have read in the Facebook, the social media are actually preaching as if they are the masters of the conflicts. They are very good in creating conflict among the people. But in our situation today, there has been no violence. General Malone, after hearing his release from the army, and I told him when I was talking to him, I said, Malone, you did a mistake. The first thing that you could have done was to call me personally, to thank me for the period I have given you to serve the people of South Sudan. Secondly, you were supposed to call James Adjoma and also congratulate him for his new assignment. All that you did not do. You should have gone to the office to hand over the office to him officially, as it was handed over to you by General James Ross. Here you decided to run away without handing over the office to General Adjoma. That is a mistake of you, but we will come and talk about it when you are back in Juba. Of course, you know, Malone is now in Europe. I did not talk to him this morning. I tried, but didn't know. I found that he was resting because yesterday his blood pressure shot up very high, because yesterday when I talked to him last, he was not in a good mood. He was in a fighting mood. I tried to calm him down, but he was rather wild. In any case, I want to assure everybody in the Republic of South Sudan that this situation will be contained as it is today, and nobody should still continue with fears that people have been living in the last few days. So I'm here to assure you that the security situation remains normal and all citizens are urged to continue with their daily routine duties, because there is really nothing that the new people should worry about. I also encourage you also to stop inside men, and inciting fear through the spread of unfounded rumors. Because these rumors are the one actually tearing apart our country. And everybody should really mark what he or she says, so that we don't slide into the conflict. Personally, I am still in communication with General Paul Malone, and I have assured him of his safety as soon as he arrives in Juba, and I have given the security organizations all the necessary orders to make sure that General Paul Malone and his people following him are saved, whether we are here in Juba or in any area where they are now in. They should be given necessary protection that they need. And we will continue to talk to him. Now the community leaders have mobilized themselves. The people from Urul who were in Juba here were at the airport looking for a flight to fly to Urul to meet him there. There are other community leaders coming from Awil, his home area, to come and meet and talk to him. There are also people from Gourial State that are coming to meet him. So it is a concern of everybody, and nobody would want General Paul Malone to run into such unplanned problems. Because you know people that we are not friends of many people, because many people have decided to fight us and they want to destroy South Sudan. As a nation, it must be destroyed. And they will come with very white teeth laughing to us that they are our friends. But in reality, they are not laughing, and they are not crying for us whenever they show the sympathy. Very few may be sympathetic to us, but the rest are just shedding crocodile tears, but not really, because they want anything good for us. I want to repeat again that you rest assured that the situation will remain normal, will be contained, despite the fact that there are so many foreign hands that are now being seen behind General Paul pushing him. But I told him this morning that your family needs you more than any one of us. And so you should not accept to go into these problems. This is what I wanted to make clear to the people of South Sudan, so that this apprehension that people are in must be cleared off. Thank you very much.
Tem bajam ne wil nong ki yiki jak ni pio ka ko kor balwel to ji wo ka tho ne sms ne abaj 1 1 bet doro dongan dongan diak pro udiak ne telepon langelis en 04 4879 9323 kan yar wo ne SBS dinka ne Facebook ku cho wo ke pinga teke ye wenka